So you can see the human realm in a model of the six realms. You could see that model differently, and you could put the human realm in the centre. This is something Bhante talks about, I think, in The Human Condition, in The Three Jewels, which you were asked to read. And he goes into this a little bit further in the seminar, commenting on that chapter. So if you imagine the five realms and then the human realm in the centre, he says it's a central realm. It's kind of axial. And not only is it central in this new sort of model, but it's kind of slightly raised up, because that balance of pleasure and pain and karma and kamavipaka give us a perspective on our experience, that if you're in one of those other realms, whether it be psychologically or cosmologically, you don't have a perspective, you've lost your perspective on your experience. So I think that's very, very interesting, that we, you know, that's one of the marks of human existence. We have a perspective on our experience, so sort of total all-round view. And that can lead to equanimity. And what he says is that that perspective from a human point of view is the beginning or the precursor of wisdom, of total panoramic awareness. So that works in the sense of, we're in a reasonably good mental state. We may have mental states that are kind of more associated with a hungry ghost realm. We may kind of a bit of extreme neurotic craving for a chocolate biscuit or whatever, you know. We may be unhappy, or, you know, we may have mental states that pertain to those other realms, but if we don't identify with those mental states, we won't go and live in that realm. If we can just keep a perspective that mental states come and go, we're aware of our mental states, we'll stay in the human realm. So that's what we're trying to do, isn't it, in any awareness practice in meditation. All kinds of mental states come and go. We're trying to see them for what they are, see them come and go, and maintain a perspective. So that's a quality of the human realm which the other realms lack. And one of the things that, if we can do that, if we can maintain a sense of perspective on our experience, one of the things that we won't do is we won't illegitimately generalise from our present experience. Because I think it's that tendency which takes us off into another psychological realm. So in the seminar on this, Bhante uses a couple of very mundane examples. So he says, oh, you know, say you've got a toothache. So you've got a toothache, so you've got dukkha-dukkha, you've got pain, and that pain can be quite overwhelming to think. But it's just pain, so you could just try and sit with the experience. But what we do so quickly, isn't it, is we kind of load on top of that all kinds of mental attitudes. We always and never, don't we? Which, you know, we never should never. You never should always. So, you know, we think things like, well, I always get a toothache before I'm about to go on holiday. It always happens to me, and it's completely ruined my life. And, you know, so you're off into some kind of, you've made it into a whole thing, and you get very angry or whatever, and you've identified, you've sort of over-identified, you've over-generalised from this present experience, and that's going to take you into a more and more painful mental state. I think the other example he uses, which is quite funny, is you're about to write something and you break the lead in your pencil. So maybe that's a bit more kind of everyday. You just, it might not be, you know, maybe your computer, mightn't it? You're about to do something and your lovely new computer doesn't quite work, and rather than, oh dear, you know, technology's not quite up to it. You go into a completely kind of frenetic, hysterical mental state, which carries you off into another realm. She's very good this morning, isn't she? Anyway, I think it's interesting to reflect on that quality of human existence, that we have those balances of calm and calm vipaka, pleasure and pain. That gives us a sense of perspective on our mental states, and that's the sort of precursor to wisdom. So he says that in this kind of central axis, the Buddha, that human realm is in the centre, and in a way you're sort of on an axis to Buddhahood, and outside living beings, no Buddhas, this very body is the Buddha.